Let's now look at page 7 and look at the design criteria for chain design. So usually we design a chain with no less than 2 intermediary steps and no more than 3 intermediary steps. So you're looking for a chain in total which is 4 or 5 steps in length. Here's the reason for that. Normally, because the present state is so far away from the desired state, one intermediary step isn't normally enough to move the person from the present state to the desired state. If you design a chain with more than 3 intermediary states, then it becomes a little bit too long, a little bit unwieldy. And, just from a practical point of view, you run out of knuckles on one hand. The first intermediary state can be a mild away from state. So let's talk about the difference between away from and towards. So there are 2 different kinds of states. States that we want to get away from and states that we want to move towards. It's the old principle of the carrot and the stick. So the first intermediary state can be a mild away from. It doesn't need to be. If you can do it with a towards, that's better. But with some people, the first state is so stuck that they need a mild away from to get them out of it. So I've got an example there on the page. Frustration. Frustration's a state that people don't like to be in. They like to get out of it, but it's a mild away from. Also, boredom would be a mild away from. Again, we don't like it, we want to get out of it, and it's a mild away from. Here's some examples of away froms that wouldn't be mild. Terror, or fear, or panic. Any of those states wouldn't be mild away froms, so we wouldn't use those. Also, if you later work with a client using timeline therapy and had them release all of their fear, then the chains that you installed previously that used that state would no longer work. Each state in the chain has to have movement that will move the client onto the next state. So some states actually have movement in them and others don't. Some states are moving states, as in they go somewhere else, and other states are what we call end states. So a good example of a state with movement in it would be curiosity. Because when you're curious, you go somewhere else. An example of an end state would be understanding. Once you understand something, you understand it. That's where the state ends. And each of the states within the chain needs to move the person onto the next step in the chain. So each state needs to have movement in it. When you design the chain also, you want to look at the fact that the client can actually move directly from one state to the next state. So for instance, let's say that you're designing the chain with the client and they say that the first intermediary state is frustration and that the next state is excitement. For me, I would go inside and go, could I go straight from frustration to excitement in one step? And when I run it in my own neurology, the answer that I get is no. So we might need another state in between frustration and excitement to be able to bridge the gap. We want the chain to run smoothly and quickly from state to state. Each of the states should be sufficiently intense to move the client to the next state. So what we need to do here with some of the states is we might need to stack the states to make sure that they're sufficiently intense to push the client into the next state in the chain. The state just before the final state, or the desired state, should always be a towards state. And it should be a state that has a real amount of movement in it, that really pushes the person into their end state. Good states for that would be things like on the verge, like the feeling that you get the way you're just about to do something. You're not quite there yet, but you're just right on the edge, right on the verge. It's similar to the feeling that you get when you know you're going to sneeze, but you haven't sneezed yet. Also, each of the states should be self-initiated. That means that the client can go immediately into the state without anything having to happen outside. Here's an example of a state that wouldn't be self-initiated. Let's say you're working from procrastination to motivation, and you say to the client what would get you out of the procrastination, and they say, looming deadlines. That's not a self-initiated state. It's also probably how they do it right now. You'd want states the person can go into immediately. Also, the states should be states and not processes or behaviors. I was looking at one particular chain design, again for procrastination and motivation, and the middle state that the client had was doing some research. That's not a state. That's a process or a behavior. So what would happen is the chain would run very, very nicely up to the point where it was doing some research, then they'd have to go off down to the library before the rest of the chain could run. We want this chain to run immediately, rapid, very, very fast, all the way from the present state to the desired state. When you're designing the chain with the client, and you do design the chain with the client, ask them, what would be a really good state to take you out of procrastination? And then what would be another good state to take you along the way to motivation? So design it with the client, but make sure that you're not designing the chain with how the client does it right now. For instance, procrastination to motivation, you say to the client, okay, what would be a good state that would get you out of procrastination? And they say, panic. That's more than likely what they do now. It probably gets them out of procrastination, but one, it's not good for the body, and it also probably has something to do with looming deadlines. At that point, you'd say to the client, okay, excellent. So what other state would be good for getting you out of procrastination? Remember, when you're the practitioner, you're in charge, you're in control. So it might happen from time to time where you're designing a chain with the client, where you need to make suggestions to the client as to what states would work. And also, you might actually need to tell the client, okay, this would be a good state to get you out of this. I've certainly experienced this with procrastination and motivation, because as you're designing the chain, I've certainly had the client go into procrastination. And then if the client's in the state of procrastination, it takes a long time for them to answer your questions about what would be a good next state. If you're doing confusion to understanding, I've had the client go into confusion. You ask them what would be a good state to get you out of confusion, and they're in confusion. They don't give you an answer because they're confused. So sometimes you need to drive the process, take control, and actually make suggestions and say, okay, would this work? And design a chain that would actually lead the person all the way from the present state to the desired state. Those are our design criteria.